The 10K Collective, our sister podcast, is the world's newest e-commerce podcast, now live on Apple Podcasts and on Stitcher. It's for 6, 7, and 8-figure Amazon and e-commerce sellers. It's highly actionable, but it's focused on how to scale your business for sale or long-term profit, not short-term hacks. We have deep talks with real e-commerce sellers and experts in industries like sourcing, team building, and managing cash. Search your podcast app for 10K Collective or go to 10kcollective.com for show notes or to listen online. That's 10K for kilo, collective.com, 10kcollective.com.
If it's Tuesday, it's Amazing FBA News Day, the show for Amazon seller news. Here's your host, Michael Feezy.
E-commerce news for the 14th of May, 2019. US tariffs of 25% have been imposed on $234 billion worth of Chinese imports. President Donald Trump escalated the trade war with China on Friday by jumping tariffs up on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods to 25% from the previous 10% rate. This set the stage for Beijing to retaliate with their own tariffs on American imports. The Trump administration has been seeking to increase pressure on Chinese officials in negotiations taking place this week after accusing China of backing out of or not implementing past trade commitments. About $250 billion worth of Chinese products will now face a 25% duty when imported into the USA. Previously, a majority of these had been subject to a 10% import tax. That could lead to higher prices on a wide range of everyday products, from electronics to clothing. While Trump claims that Chinese companies will pay the price, research suggests that American businesses and consumers will actually bear the brunt of the tariffs. Officials at the Chinese commerce industry vowed on Wednesday to take necessary countermeasures against the increased tariff rates, and they have, in fact, already been implemented. More about that later in the show. They also express optimism that the US could meet China halfway, the report said. These could include tariffs on American products or other trade barriers. China has already put retaliatory duties on $110 billion worth of imports from the US, which has caused significant trouble for the US agricultural sector in particular. The Chinese delegation said in a statement on Friday that it deeply regrets the US decision. The escalation comes just as officials were thought to be nearing a deal. As recently as last week, there were high hopes for 2 days of trade negotiations in Washington. While both countries have indicated that a trade deal is still possible, questions have been raised about the timeline and the ability to enforce an agreement. While China may be forced to fold, experts agree that it would take more action from the US than that already taken. Most likely, China will not change its approach, and the US action is likely to stay permanent, they say. Trump on Monday also threatened to slap steep tariffs on all remaining Chinese imports, which is roughly $325 billion value, a move that economists warn will have widespread effects on businesses and consumers. Mary Lovely, a trade scholar at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, said new tariffs on these goods that the president has so far left untaxed will fall on American families, as these mostly hit textiles, apparel, shoes, and home goods. Higher taxes on these goods are also likely to be highly regressive, said the scholar, because lower and middle class Americans spend a higher proportion of their income on these Chinese imports than higher income Americans do. What goods do the tariffs cover? Well, they cover a wide range of goods, from minerals used in manufacturing all the way to vegetable juices and leather handbags. We have a downloadable list currently affected at the site amazingfba.com/327 for this episode. The tariff increase comes as the US and China have engaged in trade talks with the Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, the country's top economic official in Washington, to continue negotiations. The list of goods that will be subject to increased tariffs is the same as that released by the US Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer's office in September when the 10% rate went into effect. The final list is notably different from the first round of tariffs on the $50 billion worth of Chinese goods because there are consumer products now on the list. The previous round had almost exclusively focused on industrial equipment and machinery, but the new round includes items like hats, TVs, and food. There is a little bit of good news in the darkness. There were 297 items removed from the USTR's initial list, USTR being the United States Trade Representative Office. That was released in July after the public comment period. These include certain consumer electronics, including smartwatches and Bluetooth devices, certain industrial chemicals used for manufacturing textiles, some health and safety products, including bicycle helmets, and certain types of child safety furniture, including high chairs and car seats. The USTR did not specify how it determined which products to remove, beyond assertions that the official followed an inter-agency procedure and listened to feedback from businesses. The smartwatch removal drew interest after it was revealed that Apple, the makers of the Apple Watch, directly lobbied the White House. Even with those removals, 5,745 part or full tariff lines are included on the final list. That represents roughly $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. We have a breakdown at the blog amazingfba.com/327 of the major product categories included in the list, which I believe are relevant to most e-commerce sellers. We also have a full list, which you can download, several hundred pages, if you're really interested in the details. It includes, just to give you a flavor, things like essential oils and perfumes, soaps and cleaning products, photographic goods, chemical products including pesticides, plastics including vinyl floor covering and other plastic floor and wall coverings, wood including fuel wood, moldings or plywood, paper including writing paper, silk, man-made textiles such as polypropylene, ceramics including things like pipes, tiles, porcelain and china, copper plates and cables, aluminium in the form of cable, wire or screws, various metal products like tools, cutlery and industrial items made from lead, zinc, tin and more. Electronics, including vacuum cleaners, hair clippers, spark plugs, generators, vehicles and parts, instruments for scientific or medical purposes, including microscopes or cameras for non-art purposes, clocks and watches. So a very comprehensive list. Obviously, big news, and we will be following this story and reporting back to you as news breaks. China has retaliated to the recent imposition on Monday of tariffs on China imports into the US by, unsurprisingly, raising tariffs on US imports. It has announced plans to hike the tariffs on up to $60 billion worth of US goods, sending US stocks and indeed most stock markets around the world down. The stocks in the US are at their lowest level in 2 months. They also fell sharply in Shanghai as well. From June the 1st, Beijing will charge a 25% tariff on almost 2,500 items, from food and consumer goods to chemicals and machinery. Other products will soon have a 20 or 10% additional levy. This is the official retaliation from China to America's decision to hike its tariff on about $200 billion worth of Chinese-made products to 25% last Friday. China on Monday said it would retaliate by raising the tariff on thousands of American goods, days after the US expanded the duties on Chinese goods as trade negotiations hit a wall. Beijing plans to increase tariffs on $60 billion worth of imports starting June the 1st, said China's Ministry of Finance in a statement. On Friday, the US more than doubled the tariff rate on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, a move meant to penalize Beijing for making reversals on past trade commitments. The Trump administration has also started to prepare the duties on about $325 billion worth of goods, which would see tariff applied to nearly all shipments from China. Progress to defusing these escalations remained elusive last week, even after the Treasury Secretary and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer met with Vice Premier Liu He in Washington for 2 days of negotiations. Just hours before Beijing's announcement, President Donald Trump wrote a series of early morning tweets urging China's leadership to hold back from moving forward with plans to retaliate. "China should not retaliate. Will only get worse," Trump wrote on Twitter. I say openly to President Xi and all of my many friends in China that China will be hurt very badly if you don't make a deal, because companies will be forced to leave China for other countries. Too expensive to buy in China, he continued. You had a great deal almost completed and you backed out. China's foreign ministry pushed back against these comments, saying the country will never surrender to external pressure. Financial markets fell sharply on Monday as trade tensions between the largest economies escalated. In the US, the three major stock indices each shed 1-2% within the first hour of trading. For detailed notes on the trade war, and particularly for a list of the type of products affected by US tariffs on imports from China, and a downloadable, very detailed list, go to amazingfba.com/327. We will shortly be launching the 10K Collective podcast for advanced Amazon sellers. It's the sister podcast of the Amazing FBA podcast. If you want to hear about news, you will need to move over to that, because that news will be shifting over to that platform from the 30th of May when we launch the new podcast. To stay up to date with insider tactics and Amazon news, to be the first to hear of podcasts being published when the 10K Collective comes out, and also to get rough cuts of interviews and podcasts before the general public, just go to amazingfba.com/10K. That's 10K. amazingfba.com/10K to get those things and be the first in the queue to get that insider info from the 10K Collective podcast. Thanks for listening. Hey there, this is Michael, and saying thank you for listening to the Amazing FBA episode you just listened to. Just want to mention that I mentioned at the top of the show our sister podcast, the 10K Collective e-commerce podcast, which is for 6, 7 and 8 figure sellers on Amazon. Specifically, that's who we're geared to. I'm sure that people doing bigger numbers will still have a lot of things to learn from it. And people doing smaller numbers, sure, but it's not going to be immediately actionable for you. So if that is you, keep listening to the Amazing FBA podcast. But if you're 6, 7 or 8 figures on Amazon or e-commerce, I really think you should check it out. So I just want to give you a flavor of what's coming up, or rather just a bit of a list. Not deeply exciting as podcasts go, but I just wanted to, if you're just checking it out, know whether it's for you and what sort of topics we cover. Here's what's coming up. So first of all, an interview with our own Ashley Pierce from the 10K Collective Mastermind, who is talking about his last year in e-commerce, where he went from $750,000 in 2018 in turnover to a run rate this year of $1.25 million. So that's from scratch in 3 years. Super smart man, and he had a lot of the right skills going in. And let's be clear about that. But he didn't have tons of capital, just the conventional amount. So I still think that's an incredible result. And also, he's a really nice guy and a very, very clear-minded and feet-on-the-ground business thinker. So there's so much value. If nothing else, check that out. Really cannot urge you enough. I mean, these guys that have been in the Mastermind for nearly 2 years now have just honed their game to the nth degree. I've never heard quality discussion like I hear in there. And I don't say that because it's about me. It's not about me. I'm just privileged to work with some super smart and great people. So do check it out. Other things coming up then, lots and lots of industry expert interviews. Here's a flavour. And honestly, this is about half the list of people who've agreed to come on for an interview. So several of these are already recorded. So with Ryan Shaffett from XCube Manufacturing, we are going to be talking about custom manufacturing in China. He's been out there about 18 years. And custom manufacturing, I can't emphasise enough how much that is the future. If you're still just purely private labelling stuff, it's going to get harder and harder to make a profit with that business model. I mean, I think it's got a year or two left in it, but sooner or later you need to get onto custom manufacturing. So this is a hyper critical skill set that you should be learning, I believe, to future proof your business. Second is funding, which is another massive topic, how to fund growth, because any scaling business, as Vern Harnish says, growth sucks cash. This is the law of gravity of scaling. Therefore, we've got to look into raising capital, and one way is debt. And Bruce Mack is going to talk to us about that. Aaron O'Sullivan is coming on from systems culture impact to talk about outsourcing and company culture. And again, if you're scaling up a business, you're going to have a very painful time if you keep trying to do it yourself, even if you've hit, say, $1 million a year equivalent, which I know some people have without a VA. Guess what? You're not going to get to 2 million without a VA or basically a proper team on board. So that's something that's definitely a big barrier to entry. And also, to put it on its head, something that will add to your comfort and enjoyment of your business if you go with it. So that's a few things that we got in depth, just in a bit more superficial detail. Chris Shipfling of Providium with Jason Somerville is going to be talking about selling your FBA business, and they have a private equity take on that from the Wall Street side. So really fascinating angle on that. FBA reimbursements with Ben Chambers. Amazon often owes about $50,000 to $100,000 for any serious seller at some points in the year. How do you get your hands on that? It's just a fantastic source of cash, apart from anything else. So Amazon's got your cash. If you can get it out of the system, guess what? That's fantastically healthy for your business. Ash Munger's talking about quality control from China. He's got an incredibly detailed system for doing that. He's been out in China running IMEX sourcing for 9 years now, so he seriously knows his business backwards and sideways and in detail. Connor Gillivan's going to talk about the quick outsourcing system that FreeUp represents and how to outsource quickly and easily. Pauline Masson came on this morning. We talked about pricing, which is a very underrated and very important thing for driving profits. Will Churnland's coming back on, and we're going to talk about evaluating the competition from a real sort of standpoint of somebody who's not just looking at the numbers, although Will is super smart with numbers, but from the point of view of the overall competitive landscape. Really, as ever, Will's a brilliant Amazon thinker, always worth hearing. Kevin King's coming back on. Not even sure what we're going to be talking about yet with Kevin, but you know what? He's always a super smart guy when it comes to the marketing side, so I'm sure we have lots to learn from him. What else we got coming up? Amazon account suspension with Joshua Price, launching to overseas markets with John Cant, PPC advertising and profit margins with Mike Zagare of PPC Entourage. What else? Chris Rawlings is coming back from Judo Launch. Presumably we'll be talking about launch. Alex Oxford is coming on to talk about sales tax. He is super smart at explaining this stuff in very simple terms, but yet dealing with all the details as well. Alex is absolutely a critical person to listen to if you sell in the USA. Kostas Anastasiadis is coming back to talk about short-term funding. Brad Moss is coming back, who used to run Seller Central, so he's a super sharp guy as well. China sourcing with Manuel Bekvar. Law for Amazon sellers with Paul Ruffelson. Augustus Kligas is coming back on to talk about various different topics. John Cavendish talk about translations. Paul Harvey to talk about chatbots. Brian Johnson talk about PPC. Greg Mercer to talk about product research. Nadine Eich to talk about Germany and customer service in Germany. And probably going to get my old accountant Penny Lowe back to talk about bookkeeping basics. Whew. We have, as you can tell, an incredible amount of really practical, useful content coming up, a lot of which is already recorded and is definitely coming out over the next few weeks. So get yourself over there, folks. It's just a place you need to be. This is not just a bunch of let's fill the airways with the latest kind of hack that's going to die in 2 months. I'm taking care to really focus on content that is as evergreen as possible. Why? Because then you listen once and implement over multiple years, or at least months, and then you get the payoff over time, so you get better return on your listening time, if you like. And I think that's a really important metric. Return on listening for me is something I aim to give you in spades. So get yourself over there. 10K Collective is the thing you need to look for. 10K Collective e-commerce podcast, to give it the full title. You can look on iTunes, aka Apple Podcasts apps, or Stitcher. We should be on Spotify any minute now, and we're just waiting to get ourselves on Google Play and Google Podcasts, so it will be more and more available. If you can't find it on your listening device, your preferred device, then just go to the website and you can listen directly there. 10kcollective.com. That's 10k, 10k for kilo. Collective is collective.com. That's 10kcollective.com. Thanks so much for listening to such a very, very lengthy post-roll pitch, if you like. I'm not actually selling anything, so it's not a pitch in any strict sense. It's free and it always will be. Of course, we will mention paid services from time to time, but I believe in giving like 95%, 99% value and a little pitch at the end. So it's not going to be a pitch fest. We are just aiming to build massive goodwill and getting ourselves out there and known. And of course, we hope to attract attract some wonderful people to our masterminds. And if people can use the services that some of our experts provide, so much the better. But really, that's our main thrust, is to get ourselves out there and build goodwill. So you know more than you're ever going to need to know in life about this podcast. Get yourself over there and listen. Stop listening to Amazing FBA. What are you still doing here? I'm going to go and have a cup of tea. I suggest you go and do the same. And I'll speak to you in the next show.